Kirk's 93.5. That is the sound of the Shins, of course, right here on the radio. It's time for this.
Your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
Yes, I. I always want to say that. Yes, I. Because it's so reggae. All right, reggae. There. Yes, I. Feeling really Irish this morning. I wish we were doing this show in Jamaica.
Oh, me too. Could we do that?
Let's just move the whole thing over to wherever. What do they call that place? Kingston.
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 I'm thinking of the Beach Boys song. Rockin' Aruba, Jamaica, with. Ooh, I Want to Take Ya.
Yeah. That's very white. That's very white.
It's very white. Yes, it is. I am too.
I'm thinking you are very white.
Yeah.
You're gorgeously white.
I need a tan. Is that what you're telling
that's
me?
That's the thing.
Man, I just got back from Hawaii a couple of
weeks
ago.
Big story in the news at the moment about you know, black people for the longest time now have been, some black people have wanted to become white. It's a terrible cultural issue.
Uh-huh.
And so the creams that they use are often full of mercury and cortisone. So it's killing them.
What do you think about that?
I think they should just be black and beautiful. That's what I think they should
do.
Yep, that's my plan. That's what I do. I just stay black.
Right. Very reggae. So, hey, last week I was here, had a great time with you. And you, at the very end, I said, hey, if you have any ideas for the topic next week, let me know. And you kind of shot out a couple. I think you were joking, but I said, hey, that one's actually good.
No, I never joke.
You're very serious.
Very serious.
Right, so you were serious about this topic. Mm-hmm. Top five foods to eat in bed.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
You like that one?
I do like. Is that what we're going to do?
That's what we're going to do.
All right, good.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right, so I have to ask you, what's your favorite food to eat in bed?
That's funny. What do I like to eat in bed? I eat a lot of chocolate in bed. I do. I must admit.
Really?
Yeah, it's chocolate, and it's all over the sheets.
Exactly, and then it melts.
We got to the point now where my wife goes, "More, there's chocolate on the." We have white. You know, she likes white sheets.
Uh huh.
You know, so, chocolate on the sheets again, and I go, "So what?
So
whatever."
What? Wash the sheets, woman.
I used to apologize, and I don't apologize anymore. I go, you know what? Yeah. That is what the price you pay for eating chocolate while watching movies in bed. And it's a small price to pay.
It is, if you enjoy it.
Yeah.
My top two favorites to eat in bed, and I'm a neat freak, so I have to be very careful. A pint of ice cream, Ben & Jerry's, or Haagen-Dazs. You have a little dish towel wrapped around it.
That's a good one.
You know, but it gets messy. It starts melting. Mm. That's very messy. Also, popcorn in a big bowl with Parmesan cheese. But at the end, you have cheese all over your bed. It's a mess.
I know.
So those are not making the top five.
Other good things to eat in bed are bœuf bourguignon.
Mm-hmm,
patatas bravas.
Yes.
I like to eat a coconut and chicken tagine.
Yes.
In
and
bed
I would say any kind of hors d'oeuvres. Some people call them hors d'oeuvres, but.
Right, yeah, they're all good.
Hey, we've got some music that I think we should be playing right now.
Should we do this?
I'm just going to boss
you're
you
so
around.
Bossy.
How about that? I know.
Wait a minute, it's in this other thing here.
This is the song. When I came up with this topic, and by when I came up with it, I mean when you came up with it, I immediately thought of this song from 1980. Let's see if you remember this.
All right, this is it, okay? We can talk over it.
All right.
But only for about 11 seconds.
Okay. I will give you a couple hints, people, if you're listening. Are you listening? I hope so. The singer of this song used to have a TV show back in the 80s.
All right. Anything as long as you're by my side, you eat crackers in my bed. That's ridiculous.
You can eat crackers in my bed anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Barbara Mandrell. Do you remember the Mandrell show?
Yeah.
Barbara Mandrell show and the Mandrell sisters?
You have to go to the YouTube. This is YouTube. That's why it sounds so terrible, because it's from YouTube. And if you find it on YouTube, there's Barbara Mandrell in this beautiful dress and this incredible sort of 70s Saturday night TV variety show scenery in the background.
Right.
And a 29-piece orchestra. And she's singing, "You can eat crackers in bed."
Oh, yeah.
Anytime.
That's right. But her sisters, Louise and Earlene, I used to watch that show when I was a kid. I loved it. Good times. All right. Well, you can eat crackers in my bed, but you know what? I'm a freak about crumbs. You cannot eat crackers in my bed. Crackers, not making the list.
Really?
Nope.
No good?
Crackers, bread, chips, cookies, any of that stuff that produce a lot of crumbs, not making the list. I'm very sorry. Because you already have bed bugs, probably. Do you want other bugs in there as well?
I can see that.
You know what I mean?
No, I can see that. And it's like sand. It gets to your toes, gets all over you.
Yeah.
That's not going to be good.
It's not going to be good. So, hey, we've talked about a lot of things that are not making the list. We haven't talked about what is making the list.
Okay.
Let's go to number five, shall we?
Go on.
Cheese. Without the crackers.
You know what? I forgot to mention that because I eat a lot of string cheese in bed.
Right.
And I share it with the dog.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
String cheese is fantastic. Cube cheese, cheese stick, sliced cheese, mini Baby Bell. I kind of sound like Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump. fried shrimp, barbecue shrimp.
Name all the kinds of cheese you can think of, yeah.
So those are good, but without the crackers, without the bread. All okay. Right. Number four, nuts, but they have to already be shelled.
Yep.
Because otherwise it's just a huge mess,
no
right?
good. Pistachio's no good. And you know what's really
unless
bad?
Unless they're shelled pistachio nuts.
Right.
Those
you know,
are okay.
You know, I really like sunflower seeds.
Okay.
I love so as long as they're really big, chunky ones.
Uh-huh.
But that, all that just gets all over the bed and
all
you'll never get
bed.
Out of it. You have to completely, you know, you have to take a vacuum cleaner to your entire room.
Exactly. Try going to Riddle Field in Laguna. Sunflower seeds all over the seeds.
Yeah, no
Pretty
doubt.
Gross. Pretty gross. But Marcona almonds are good. Peanuts, you know, but I recommend ones that don't have a lot of salt on them because that gets in your fingers. That gets all over the place. You know, like almonds that are covered in hickory flavoring and all that stuff. Not
this
good.
This
not
is
good.
So ridiculous. Everybody knows what to eat in bed. This is so ridiculous. Go on to number two.
All right. Well, no. We haven't gone to number three.
Oh, number three. Go
okay.
On.
Bite-sized fruits, mostly with a skin. Right? Grapes, fantastic, because you just pop them in your mouth, easy.
Okay.
Cherries, also good, but you need a bowl so you can spit out the seeds.
Top tip.
A little tougher. I will tell you something about cherries. This is what I learned in doing my serious
cherries
research.
Cherries are no good. They're all too much juice, gets everywhere. And then where do you put the stones?
They do, yeah, they do stain, too. But listen to this. Apparently, according to some dietitians out there, cherries are one of the few natural foods to contain melatonin. Ooh. So that's the chemical that helps control our body's internal clock. So if you eat cherries before bed, it should actually help you sleep.
You wake up with, like, cherry juice all over you, cherries all over the
bed.
Yeah,
could
you
be just, a mess.
Yeah.
It's like drinking red wine in bed. I do it, but I don't recommend
right, well, that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes the cost is too great, but the payoff for drinking wine in bed is enormous.
Enormous, yeah. Enormous. Okay, number two.
Especially for your significant other.
Yeah, exactly.
One glass of wine,
uh-huh.
And you get that one glass of wine, like, moment of opportunity, hour, 45 minutes of opportunity before...
Right, exactly. Well, if you have like four glasses of wine,
then
you start snoring like way earlier. Okay, number two, certain types of candy. We talked about chocolate. I don't recommend the chocolate in bed, but I do highly recommend licorice, Jelly Bellies, Skittles, Swedish Fish, my all-time favorite candy, gummy bears, Starbursts, all that kind of stuff. You pop it in your mouth, chew it, swallow it, doesn't make a mess. Fantastic.
You can have a lot of fun in bed with jelly beans.
Yes, you can. Okay, number one. For number one, all rules go out the window.
Mm.
All rules. Champagne breakfast in bed, but with a tray.
With a tray.
With a tray.
Actually, so you know what? Anything with a tray, really. If you've got a tray, you can pretty much get away with anything.
That's true. But I was trying to keep it really neat, except for number one. And the cool thing about breakfast in bed, most of the time when you have it, except Mother's Day is coming up, guys, so think about that for for the mom in your life, or your wife, whatever. Not most of the time when you have breakfast in bed, you're at a hotel. So it's not as big of a deal if you get some, you know, sunny side up yolk all over the sheets because you're probably checking out and someone else can clean it. Is that rude to say?
No, of course not rude to say. And you know what? It is such a treat, isn't it? Breakfast in bed. That's a real treat, actually.
It is.
I generally, to be honest with you, Linda, I don't like to eat meals in bed in the bedroom.
I don't.
I'm not into it.
No.
But breakfast in bed once in a while, very good.
With champagne, which, by the way, doesn't stain like the red wine we were talking about.
Ah, good point.
Pour it all over.
Now, we've got some movie coming out, right?
We do have a big movie coming out tomorrow. I'm sure you've seen commercials all over the place and previews in the theaters. Hot Pursuit with Reese Witherspoon and Sofia Vergara. So it's a comedy. It looks very silly and ridiculous, but perhaps funny. I'm not sure. I read some reviews that say it actually is pretty funny. So it's just kind of a buddy comedy. It's like Thelma and Louise, but supposedly a lot funnier.
I think it's going to go by the wayside. So I don't think anyone's going to. Yeah, I think 6 months from now, you'll have forgotten all about this film.
Be like, hot what?
Yeah.
Yeah, hot.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
And,
always fun.
Yeah, totally great. Linda Halligan there with Top 5 on KX. 93.5 back next week with that.